Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
What could be the best college football playoff ever on Monday, New Year's Day, could be tainted by a story that no one is talking about. He is Mike Wells. I am Braden Gall in for Greeny, of course, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. We have some breaking news in the NFL. First, though, however, the Commanders are making a change at quarterback. We'll plan to start Jacoby Brissett on Sunday versus the San Francisco 49ers. And head coach Ron Rivera has announced, and the Giants have announced, that Tyrod Taylor will start against the Rams on Sunday. Both of those other two teams, the Niners and the Rams, obviously in a position to continue their surge into the postseason. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky Rams. Winners of 5 out of 6. Keep an eye on those Rams as they get healthier around Matt Stafford. The college football playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Don't miss the semifinals on New Year's Day. The Rose Bowl starts at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by the Sugar Bowl at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Mike Wells, Braden Gall here in for Greeny. And look, can you imagine if the New England Patriots, coached by Bill Belichick, were the one seed going into the AFC playoffs, and Bill Belichick had been suspended this year for half of the games for cheating not once, but twice in the same season? Would that not be the most dominant story in the entire NFL? And it is not crazy to suggest that that is exactly what Jim Harbaugh is doing with the Michigan Wolverines. Now, we can debate how valuable stealing signs actually is. A lot of those signs are available on film, so I'm not sure it's a huge deal, as big a deal as people are making it out to be. But it was cheating, and he was suspended. He was cheating earlier in the season and lied to the NCAA, and he was suspended. This story has just disappeared. The Michigan Wolverines are favored over Nick Saban and Alabama in the college football playoff game in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day as the best team in America. And it's shrouded in controversy, and no one is talking about it.
Let's go a step further with this, Braden. You briefly touched on half of the 12 games that Jim Harbaugh has been suspended for. But I think people will realize that they think more about the last three games, especially considering they beat Ohio State without Harbaugh on the sidelines. But what team, how many teams could go undefeated, be the number one ranked team in the college football playoffs without their head coach for half of the games? That is the thing. And you're right.
Yeah.
This should be a ongoing conversation. It should definitely be the case. And in all honesty, it probably really won't be talked about much until the game. It'll be talked about during the game, you know, previewing the game, during the preview show on Monday night. I don't even think it'll be talked about Friday, Saturday much. It's crazy because you're right. I remember when Tom Brady and the deflate gate was going on, and Jacoby Brissett, speaking of Jacoby Brissett, had to step in and start for Tom Brady back a few years ago. That was nonstop conversation. But with Jim Harbaugh in this situation where, again, it doesn't matter what you think about if it's cheating or not, sign stealing or whatnot, nobody's really discussing it. It's like it's crickets. It's like it's gone completely. It's gone away. It's been like the equivalent of you get breaking news on Twitter. It's talked about for 5 minutes, then people forget about it. It's over with.
Well, and what's funny about like the inflating of the footballs thing for Brady, it's like some quarterbacks like it a little overinflated and some quarterbacks like it a little underinflated. So it's not necessarily that one number is like the perfect ideal inflation of a foot. Like my point is that even inside of that debate, there was debate about how important it was, right? Well, it probably helps Tom Brady a little bit, but like how much is relative to how much the quarterback likes the football the way he likes it. And again, this is the same thing. We can debate how much value Michigan got out of this. We don't know. In fact, we'll never know. But the fact is that they had a person in the stadium illegally filming the footage of other people. And again, we can debate how much value that is and how that helped Michigan. But the bottom line is the coach was not on the sidelines for half of the season for cheating not once but twice. And we're just like, Michigan-Alabama on Monday night. Now, look, I'm okay with once the game starts ignoring all that stuff and just being like, look, let's see who's better. Let's find out if the Big Ten versus the SEC, Michigan hasn't won a championship since 97. Even then, it was only half a championship. They haven't played in a championship game since 97 or ever during the BCS and playoff era. They haven't won an outright championship since like the 60s. This is a huge story, and there's no way other teams are not going to put an asterisk on it if he wins it. And again, in the college football world, no one's talking about this. It's Texas Washington, it's Michael Penix, it's Jalen Milroe in Alabama and the dynasty, and like, oh, Michigan's pretty darn good too. Oh, by the way, their coach was suspended twice this year.
You made a mention about okay, you know, whether they're serious or not about the sign stealing. So I'm going to make an assumption. Please correct me if I'm wrong. So did you not look at it as a big a deal? Like, okay, everybody, because I got to tell you, I'm going to believe that it's easy. That's why team scout. You look to try to get their signs. I spent 10 years in the NBA having scouts who were sitting up top texting me, talking about, hey, what was that call that Rick Carlisle or Frank Vogel made on the call? So I looked at it as a way, hey, whatever you get an advantage on, what was your take on it?
I think this. I've talked to lots of coaches about this, both assistants and head coaches in college football, and the take is that if you did know a team's signs, it would be a huge advantage. But what they were filming, Michigan specifically, what they were filming was not anything that you couldn't get off the coach's film. Like, you could get this, you could get that on the film that every team had access to. The illegality, the rule that they broke, was sending a person in person to the stadium.
That was dumb.
Which is not it's not technically a competitive advantage. It is a financial advantage. And the reason the NCAA put the rule in place was for financial reasons, not for competitive reasons. So ultimately, I think it's very clear that if you knew a team signs, and I do think filming a practice before a Super Bowl, by the way, is a little different.
Oh, my God, yeah,
it's a little different. Yeah. But if you did know a team signs and you couldn't predict what they were running on offense or defense, it would be a huge advantage. But that's why every team has three people on the sidelines in three different colored shirts, and they got the big boards and the blankets
the top,
on the sideline and the canvases. Oh, by the way, you could fix all of this if you just put a green dot on the quarterback's helmet. By the way, and put a radio in his helmet.
No,
you could fix all this. So,
hey, I'm gonna tell you now. You know, people, you made a mention in the pre-production meeting, like, who will people root for more? Obviously, Nick Saban, we know what Nick Saban has done. He is Alabama's a dynasty, and I commend what they've done. I mean, they bounced back from that loss at Texas to come on in and get back to the national championship game. So I think people will be more upset about Michigan winning than Alabama.
So that's a fascinating question. This is what I'd like to know. Dr. Pepper, call in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I want to know, if you are not a Michigan fan – and you are not an Alabama fan, who are you rooting for in the game? Because Alabama is this – they're the Death Star, right? They're Darth Vader. They're Palpatine. They are the Death Star that has been the evil empire that has been trying to take over the galaxy for 15 years and has largely done so. They're even back now after Georgia dominated the last 2 years. Now Alabama's back again. I would say that they're the team that I would pick to win the whole thing right now, a couple of days before the games. Yeah. But Michigan has this Jim Harbaugh thing that everyone loves to hate because they bring it upon themselves. I would like to know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You are an impartial observer of the game. Who are you rooting for? That's what I want to know.
Hey, how about this, Braden? Michigan is college football's version of the New England Patriots. Jim Harbaugh is Bill Belichick. Unless you're a diehard blue and gold, you probably despise Jim Harbaugh and what they did and him getting suspended twice in one season. That really pushed it over the top, in my opinion. That you cannot like Michigan unless you grew up being a Wolverine fan. And so I would have never thought that more people would be rooting for Nick Saban to beat Michigan than the other way around.
I find this Alabama team to be the most likable of Nick Saban's career. Nick Saban has changed personality types. He's gotten a little funnier and older. He's like joking with his callers on the coaches' shows, and like he's just been a little bit more lighthearted about the whole thing this year. They're certainly a flawed Alabama team. They're not one of his best teams. Jalen Milroe is a very likable person in this entire story. He's a great kid to root for. So this is like you said. It's that Harbaugh is New England and Belichick. So is Alabama. This is New England and Belichick versus New England and Belichick. And I don't know who America's going to root for. I really don't.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I feel like this year, Nick Saban truly had to coach. And don't laugh at that. Let me explain what I mean by that. In the past, I mean, he was just loaded up with five-star recruits and basically just talented. They would just go out and steamroll. Yep. But think, do you look at how – I mean, they go out, they lose to Texas, and then they go and have to play
South Florida.
South Florida, and that was a grind. It's not like you would – in the past, had Alabama lost, the next game they're coming in, they're going to put their foot on their opponent's throat. They're going to win 45-3.
And he benched Jalen Milroe in that. Yes. He benched Jalen Milroe in that game.
So this is like a this is probably the most likable Alabama team in more than a decade, in my opinion.
It's so hard to make America root for Alabama, and I think Jim Harbaugh might have accomplished it. 888 say ESPN. Let's hit the phone lines here. Of course, presented by Dr. Pepper. Stuart in North Carolina. Stuart, welcome to ESPN Radio.
Hi, guys. Two things I wanted to bring up about the Michigan cheating. And one kind of disagrees, and I heard two comments from football analysts, from ex-players on talk shows. And the one disagreed with your comment about getting it off the coach's tape or off of the TV. And they said what Michigan was doing that you can't get on the TV is getting the signs and the pre-snap motions at the same time. And the other comment I heard, one analyst was asked, well, Aiden Hutchinson was nearly unblockable anyway, so what's the big deal? And the football, the ex-player said, well, you know how unblockable he is when he knows it's a pass play.
Thank you, Stuart, for the phone call. I will say, I don't know how you couldn't just pay like a graduate assistant who's making like $18 an hour to sync up the two tapes of pre-snap motion and the like, again, if you've got the same copy of the game footage and the all 22, I still think all that stuff is on those film. From what I understand, like I don't know, but I do like the Aiden Hutchinson comment. That's funny. Rich in Reno, Rich, welcome to ESPN Radio.
I believe all that stuff is on the film. From what I understand, like I don't know.
Live on the radio. Turn your radio down, Big Rich. Oh, did we lose it?
Rich wanted to hear himself talk. That's what happened there.
I was just doing an air check for myself there for a second. That's fine. Joe in Minnesota. Joe is rooting for Bama. Joe, welcome to ESPN Radio.
Oh, absolutely. I am just so sick of Florida State saying, "Oh, we should have been in there. Alabama's not fair." Oh, give me a break. Anybody watch that ACC championship game knows Florida State was going to just be trash in the playoffs. And I want to see old Saban get one more just because everybody hates him. He's not supposed to be in there. Alabama's down this year. I hope they just roll him. And I like to see a Big Ten team do good because Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
But Harbaugh's a berserker, and I can't wait to see. And I think Alabama is going to beat them both. And I also think Washington's going to beat Texas, which Ooh. Nobody gives Washington credit. So.
He said, I think that's good. Thank you, Joe.
He said a berserker. I've never heard of that word before.
I don't know what that is either.
I've never heard of berserker before.
It sounds like a Street Fighter character is what it sounds like. I think what's interesting, first of all, that's a new angle, the Florida State angle, right? Like we're tired of hearing Florida State complain about everything. That's a new one. I do appreciate that. I absolutely give Washington an opportunity to win that. I think that is going to be a phenomenal football game. Texas and Washington, Sugar Bowl. 8:30 coverage on ESPN. I think that one on Monday night is going to be a special football game. I think that could be last guy with the ball, Quinn Ewers versus Michael Penix, two great offensive minds, Kalen DeBoer, Steve Sarkisian. I think there's a chance that could be a fantastic football game.
Man, can you imagine if Sark beats the team he used to coach in Washington,
oh.
and then he beats Nick Saban twice in the same season? Holy cow. Guy that he was an OC for. Holy cow.
We are sleeping on the Texas storylines, by the way. Like so many Texas storylines that we're sleeping on, of course. So much great stuff for you guys. The Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Who is America rooting for, Alabama or Michigan? It's Nick Saban versus Jim Harbaugh, which is really Bill Belichick versus Bill Belichick. That's really what that is. Did you miss any of Greeny? Catch up on both hours of the show in the Greeny podcast, available daily wherever you get your podcast. We'll continue to take your calls on the college football playoff. Plus, Mike thinks the coach of the year race is over, and he is dead wrong. But those aren't my words, Mike. That's producer Evan's words. That's next on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Michigan and Alabama, the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all.
Michigan's been here before. They have not won this. Alabama's been here before. They have won this.
You're going to have probably the two teams that people love to hate the most.
This is why you come to Michigan.
They've only had their head coach for what, like four games this year?
He's missed six. All year long, everybody has said what this Alabama team was not. And all they've done is continue to win, continue to stick together.
Touchdown, Bama!
For me, it's all about bragging rights. The Big Ten, the SEC.
Who are the neutrals rooting for? Who do you hate the least? Jim Harbaugh in Michigan? Nick Saban in Alabama? Mike Wells, Braden Gall in for Greeny, of course, on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. The Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Radio has you covered for bowl game action. Tune in tonight for the Duke's Mayo Bowl, followed by the Tax Act Texas Bowl. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Always nice to watch a coach get doused in mayonnaise, Mike. Always fun. let's head to Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, welcome to ESPN Radio. Who do you hate the most, Alabama or Michigan?
What's going on, fellas? And if we talk about hate, I'm a hater, and I hate Michigan. You know, I want to see Harbaugh go down. I want to see that look on his face when he couldn't beat Ohio State. I'm looking for that. That's what I want. If I can get that, give me that.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us how you really feel, Mike.
Mean-spirited. Like, he's actually looking for a depressed human on the sideline. Like, that's what he's actually looking for. That's fantastic. Look, it's hard to make everyone root for Alabama. It's really, really hard to make people that don't have a dog in the fight, right? You're a neutral observer. It's really hard to make people root for Alabama, and I think Jim Harbaugh in Michigan might be doing it this time on New Year's Eve, on New Year's Day. I don't know.
Oh yeah. I mean, find me somebody who has no ties to the state of Michigan or the university who really wants Harbaugh after what he did and getting suspended twice to lead his team to the national title. Because we talk about how it's not being discussed now. It's kind of just – it's vanished off the radar. If Michigan wins the national championship, that is going that talk of Harbaugh suspension is going to overshadow what they did during the game that night. They will everybody will talk about Harbaugh suspension and is it truly a national title considering what Michigan did and the quote unquote cheating and everything. That's when it'll be the buzz for days to come after that. If Michigan were to win the championship.
It wouldn't be – so 50 years from now when guys like you and me are doing ESPN Radio and you pull up the Wikipedia page, right, like the 2023 Michigan National Championship Wikipedia page, it's not the first sentence in the headline there. It says the Michigan Wolverines went 13-0 and 14-0 and 15-0 and won the national championship in 2023. But it's in the first paragraph that Jim Harbaugh was suspended for cheating two different times this year. Again, oh, yeah. we can debate how important those suspensions are and the amount of competitive advantage. I think that's a fair debate. I'm cool with whatever people think on that. But it is in the first paragraph of the Wikipedia page. If they win the national championship, it is within the first three sentences that Jim Harbaugh was suspended twice for two different cheating incidents in the same year that they were number one and won the whole national title. It's there. It's in the first paragraph.
Yeah. And it was a good thing I don't like Wikipedia because you can't believe what you find on that website all the time. But no, in fact, I'm gonna take it back. I said it'll be talked about after the game. If for some reason Michigan beats Alabama, it'll be talked about leading in, you know, the whole hype of
what
will it mean if Michigan beats Washington or Texas in the national championship game.
Yep.
That's when you're really gonna see it rev up conversation wise, and it'll follow through afterwards. And you know, if Michigan gets there and they lose in the championship game, people are like, ha, that's what you get, Harbaugh. That's what you get. Cheaters never win. Cheaters never perspire. That's what's going to happen.
Well, and let's be clear. They've been here 2 years in a row, so they know how to handle this situation. They're a two-point favorite over Alabama. This is a flawed Alabama team with an offensive line that allows too much pressure and can't necessarily run the football all that well. I still am picking Bama in this situation, but Michigan could absolutely win the whole thing. And if they do, I don't think it's because of all the stuff that – like, the reason he was suspended the first three games was because he lied to the NCAA about some recruiting investigation, which has nothing to do with the competitive advantage. And even the stealing sign stuff, we could debate how valuable it is. They're certainly not doing it now. So they're going to win fair and square, but there's going to be an asterisk. So it's not fair to Michigan, but it's also not fair to the rest of us either that are college football fans for everybody else and want some sort of, like, actual – sort of authentic outcome. So we'll see. Justin in Virginia. Justin, welcome to ESPN Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well, man.
Hey, listen, so I want to make a couple points here. First of all, with Alabama, you know, there was a lot of stuff said about Nick Saban back in the day, too, as far as what he did legally, illegally, you know, Kirby Smart famously calling him out. With the skeletons in his closet. Nobody seems to care about that anymore for whatever reason. I guess now because you can pay the players and legally and get away with it. So, you know, well, whatever. But that's in his side too. So, you know, the stuff with Harbaugh, you know, hey, you buy a recruit a cheeseburger, you don't get away with it, whatever. It is what it is. He lied to the NCAA. I understand that. The second suspension, all I could say about that, obviously I'm not, you know, part of the program or anything like that, but they won at Penn State. They dominated. They ran the ball 30 straight times and won that game. They won at Maryland with Tagovailoa trying to throw all over the place. They beat Ohio State, their biggest rival in the world, the biggest game in the country in college football, at home to do that. Then they get Harbaugh back, and they beat Iowa, who has, trust me, no offense whatsoever. I get that. 26-0 and are walking in to this. Now, that being said, if Harbaugh made – or knew about any of this stuff, which I'm not saying that he did or didn't, I don't know. But let's be honest. Once everything was you know, caught, the suspensions were done, they don't have anything. They're winning these games without their head coach on the sideline. So this is not – it's not a, like, old crap, like, you know, a surprise. Well, I'm sorry, it is a surprise. But that shows you the grit of this team. So I think, personally, that Michigan is going to come out, and I think they're going to beat Alabama. And I think Saban's going to do what Saban always does when he loses, which is And then Michigan is going to go on, and they're going to win the national championship. And I don't think there should be an asterisk because of the fact that there is no proof anywhere, shape, or form that they've scouted Alabama, that they've done anything illegal with them, that they've done anything illegal with Washington, that they've done anything illegal with Texas. This is not like we're past all that now.
Whatever
they did, I mean, do we really think that they needed to scout Michigan State?
You don't sound like a neutral observer, though. I'm just saying. But I agree with you. I don't disagree. I don't disagree with him. If they beat Alabama and beat Texas or Washington, they're the national champs, fair and square. Yeah. I got no problem with that.
But that doesn't mean it's going to stop us from talking about
the
suspensions and everything. Listen, he signed somebody who had on a Michigan Wolverine stocking cap, sweatpants, hoodies, underwear, some Jordan, some blue and gold Jordan 4s. Yeah, I mean, that's what he sounded like.
I think it's one of those moments in sports where two things are true that appear to be sort of contradictory, right? And that is that Michigan, if they win the national championship, they will have earned it and won it fair and square. But also there's an asterisk next to the fact that the coach got suspended twice for cheating two separate times. Again, I think it is totally fair to debate the value of the cheating. And yes, did we pay players under the table for 50 years in college football? Of course we did. It was against the NCAA rules, but it wasn't amoral. And I'm not saying, like, he wasn't trying to – that's not necessarily changing the competitive advantage. He who has the gold gets the players in college football. That's been the rule for 100 years. So, I don't know. I just think I would like to see what Michigan does on the line of scrimmage. I think we could talk about the matchup in a different way if we want to as well, because I think Alabama has an advantage in almost every position group, and that's a tough – uphill battle for Michigan to climb in this championship semifinal on New Year's Day, of course, in the Rose Bowl on ESPN.
Yeah, so let's get to Monday. Let's see if Michigan even can get past Alabama first before we start talking about, okay, we don't need to worry about this. They win a national championship or whatnot, and how to perceive the Wolverines if for some reason they do win two more games to close out the season.
Here's the other thing. Jim Harbaugh brings some of this on himself. And I'm not talking about the cheating. I'm not talking about the sign stealing. Jim Harbaugh brings the coverage on himself. He did this when he was shirtless at satellite camps. Remember all that stuff? He did this when he was climbing in trees outside of kickers' recruiting houses, right? Like this, Jim Harbaugh brings this attention on himself. And when you get overcovered, especially as odd of a character as Jim Harbaugh is, like he's a weird dude, a great football coach. But a weird dude. And when you bring all that coverage on yourself, you are overexposed, and therefore people don't like it. Right?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I call him quirky. I call him Jim. I mean, he's very quirky. Can coach his rear end off. I mean, he clearly knows what he's doing. He's overcome not being able to beat Ohio State, the winning three straight over the Buckeyes. He knows what he's doing. He can recruit his butt off.
But with that said, he definitely
has some quirky personalities. I mean, quirky tendencies. That's what he has with him. So, but I'm gonna give him credit, and they are on the winning ways. And I can see why he has no interest in moving to the NFL because in Ann Arbor, in the state of Michigan, he's looked at as a godlike figure to the Wolverine faithful.
Okay, now that we're gonna have to discuss. Because I think Jim Harbaugh is gone no matter what.
Really?
I think he is in the NFL next year no matter what.
Next year.
Win a championship, lose to Alabama. I think Jim Harbaugh is an NFL head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We will have to discuss this further. I got to hear your reasoning on this one.
All right, Jeff in Louisiana. Jeff, who are you rooting for, Michigan or Alabama?
I'll tell you what, if Jim Harbaugh wants to go to the NFL, I'm a Saints fan. I will gladly welcome him as the coach.
Yeah, there you go.
Take Derek Carr with him. I mean, Dennis Allen can take Derek Carr with him.
Yeah,
that's what I meant to say. I stuttered a little bit. I'll take Jim Harbaugh all day long. I'm tired of this Dennis Allen, Derek Carr stuff. But anyway, I am in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, which is profound SEC country.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for Michigan to put a whipping on Alabama with everybody watching because the SEC shouldn't be in the playoffs in the first place. It should be Florida State. How about that, guys?
That's a take. I think you're wrong, but that's a take.
Man, you just said you're in SEC country. Now you're going to say you want somebody from the ACC to be in the college football playoffs.
Well, if Jordan Travis had been healthy, a high caliber quarterback, they belong in the playoff. But he wasn't healthy. It's in the bylaws. It's the end of the discussion. Alabama's better. Let's move on from the Florida State thing. It's sad and it sucks that in a four-team playoff, Georgia, Ohio State, and Florida State all deserve to be in. It sucks. I acknowledge it. Let's move on. Alabama's in, and they deserve to be in. Let's focus on the games. Now, Jim, here's the question for Michigan fans. Mike Wells, Braden Gall here on Greeny, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. The question is, and of course we are presented by Progressive Insurance, the question is Jim Harbaugh more likely to go to the NFL if they win the national championship, or is he more likely to go to the NFL if they lose to Alabama? And my argument is if he wins, he's like, I've done everything in the college level I can do. I'm tired of this garbage. I'm tired of the NCAA. I'm tired of having to recruit. I've dreamed of the Lombardi Trophy my entire life. I'm going to the NFL. If he loses to Alabama, he's sitting there going, I've been banging my head against this SEC wall for years now, and I cannot beat Georgia. I can't even beat TCU, and I can't beat Alabama. I've reached my max point. I've been dreaming of the Lombardi Trophy my entire life. I'm going to the NFL.
I was wondering where you were going with that, because I'm like, hold on, Brayden. You just said he's going no matter what.
I think he's going no matter what.
Yeah, so.
You see what I'm saying? Like, psychologically, both situations. And look, oh, by the way, you got Justin Herbert sitting there available. You can go coach Justin Herbert. You see, like, there's quarterbacks ready to go in the NFL. I don't know, man. I think Harbaugh's gone.
I hate when you kind of got me thinking on if I made the right. I don't like it when I feel like I'm backed in the corner and I might have to publicly acknowledge, damn, Braden might be right about that. But here's the deal, though. This is why, in all seriousness, this is why I don't agree with that. Because you go to the NFL, especially if the team he gets hired by does not give him personnel decision making, because there's very few head coaches, in my opinion, who are capable of being a personnel decision maker also while coaching the team. You got to deal with the GM. Then you got to deal with also the owner of the team. Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, the AD is gonna ride or die with Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh really is not going to have to answer much questions. He's got control over the athletic department at Michigan. The same can't be said if he goes to the NFL. And I'm going to say this right now. I spent 9.5 years covering the Indianapolis Colts. And for so many years, there was always rumors about Harbaugh. Should the Colts go get Harbaugh? There's no way Jim Harbaugh and Jim Irsay could have worked side by side. It just would not have worked. So you got to think about those two obstacles along the way, too, where in Michigan, he can essentially do whatever he wants and not really get in trouble. I mean, outside of maybe getting suspended, but still, if the wins are still coming in, that's profits for the university, and everything's all good for Harbaugh.
He was given, and here's the other reason why I think he might be gone. He and you're absolutely right. He was offered a $125 million contract that he's not signing, and he was suspended for 6 of his team's 13 games this year. And he was given $125 million. It's because he's a very, very good coach. Ultimately, what matters, what I believe, and again, this is all what makes a guy tick. You never know what's in a guy's brain when Jim Harbaugh lays his head down on his pillow at night, what does he dream of? If he dreams of bringing Michigan to the national championship, or does he dream of the Lombardi Trophy? And he strikes me as a guy who dreams of the Lombardi Trophy. And you cannot do that at Michigan. No matter how many national titles you win, you cannot do it at Michigan. And right now you got two situations. One is Justin Herbert and the Chargers, which would be a pretty good situation to step into, you think, right? The second might be the Chicago Bears. With all that draft capital, maybe a quarterback you like in Fields, maybe you got somebody you want to draft at number one. But you're a Midwest guy, I don't know. There's going to be call. This guy took a job interview on National Signing Day with the Minnesota Vikings. If you did that in the SEC, you would be fired.
But again, you're in Michigan. You do what you want.
I know, you're right.
That is going to be the case out of it. And, I just don't see Harbaugh wanting to seize control to a general manager or a president of football operations. I just think
that's true.
His pride won't allow that. Ego, not even pride, his ego.
That's true. The other angle, though, is it is a lot more work in college. You got to deal with recruiting parents and recruiting all the time and the NCAA and the portal and name, image, and likeness and all this changing stuff where you could just go to the NFL and have it all structured for you. Every single day is structured, and you can take some time off in the offseason.
I got to tell you, I'll tell you this: if he does leave for the NFL, I'm going to block you on all social media platforms. I'm going to lose your number, and if they call and say, "Hey, can you do another show with Braden?" I'm like, "Well, how about can I get like a 6 month sabbatical so I don't have to listen to him say I told you so, Mike."
I was going to say, it's not good radio to just say I told you so over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. All right, Bama by 20. That's what I'm saying. This is Greeny. I'm Braden Gall. He is Mike Wells, of course. I have changed my mind. It's okay, America. You can change your mind on things. It's okay to change your opinion. I have changed my mind on one thing when it comes to the holiday season. Plus, our producer Evan is going to try and change Mike's mind on something else. That is next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Greeny, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You are, in fact, America, allowed to change your opinion. That is Mike Wells. I am Braden Gall, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers by saying, play ESPN Radio. Mike, I know that if you log on to the Twitter.com application, which is still the URL, right? Don't type in all those X's, folks. Just type in Twitter.com. If you go to Twitter.com, it may seem like you are not allowed to change your opinion. In fact, it is the sign of maturity and adulthood when you change your opinion, when new information comes to light. That is what I think is a sign of maturity and being a grown-up. You know what I mean? New information comes to light, you change your opinion. It's called being mature. I spent most of my life hating eggnog as like a holiday thing that just took place around this time of year. I always thought this thing's disgusting. It's just a bunch of, like, what is this creamy, sugary nonsense? It's ridiculous. Tastes gross. Even after I got over 21 and I was able to put in some liquor into that thing, I still was like, this is gross. This is disgusting. I don't understand. You people are weird. I would have been the person on Twitter shouting you down for drinking eggnog. Like 2012. You know what I mean? I am now a mature, middle-aged man with two children. And there is nothing I like more than a glass of eggnog with bourbon in it. Over the last 5 years, I don't know what's happened to me, but I changed my opinion. Is there anything around the holidays? Is there anything that you have changed your opinion on? I take it back. Christmas morning with the kiddos, getting up, celebrating Santa. That was the best part. So I got to say that. I'm contractually obligated to say
that. You don't want to sleep on the couch tonight.
Right. Number two best part of that day was settling in to watch Lamar versus Purdy with a glass of eggnog. That was number two with some bourbon in there. So it's okay, America. You can change your opinion. You can evolve. Evolve with me. I went from anti-eggnog to pro-eggnog. What have you changed your opinion on in the holiday world?
Oh, man. You know, I've had so many people trying to get me to change my opinion, which is going to segue into our next segment, what we're talking about, changing my mind. So many people try to get me, like, I I've never had pumpkin pie in my life for dollars.
Not one time?
No. I'm a sweet potato guy. I'm a sweet potato guy. And so many people keep saying it's the same. And they're trying to change my mind to get me to eat pumpkin pie. But I am one of those. I'm stubborn. I'm 46 years old. And I don't believe in changing my ways. And I've never tried pumpkin pie. And I refuse to do it. So I'm one of those people that are hard to kind of. You can put one heck of a sales pitch on me to get me to change my thoughts. But more than likely, you're going to be basically wasting your breath. So, trying to get it because it's not happening.
So you probably think like college football players still shouldn't get paid, right? Like you still think they should be.
I've always felt like they should get paid, so I didn't have to change my mind on that one. I've always felt like they were. I don't want to say taken advantage of, but I felt like they should be getting paid.
Yeah.
And people say, well, they're getting free education, blah 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 blah.
No.
They still needed to get paid. So there was no change in my mind. That was a good try right there by you.
Here's what I would say. I would never want to change your opinion on sweet potato pie versus pumpkin pie, but they are kind of the same thing. But what I would say is that you are not allowed to have an opinion about something if you have not at least tried it. You're not allowed to have an opinion on pumpkin pie. You're ineligible. You're like Jim Harbaugh getting suspended. You're ineligible to have an opinion if you've never actually taken a bite of it, right? Don't you have to take a bite of it to not like it?
I smelled it. That's good enough for me. I'm sure your kids are the same way. You say, hey, what do you got, a son and a daughter?
Two daughters.
Yeah, you probably told your daughters, hey, try this. It tastes good.
And you slide
the fork over to them. They put their nose down. You're like,
yeah.
In your head, you're like, please, I don't want any boogers to fall in there. But they smell it and they say, no, that stinks. I'm not trying that. That's how I feel about pumpkin pie. I smell it. I'm like, no. It doesn't even smell tasty. I don't want it. And mind you, I've had at least once a year, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, people try to get me to have it. So I've smelled different kinds of pumpkin pie. They all smell the same for the most part, but I still won't taste them.
First of all my cooking smells amazing, so that doesn't happen. Number two, we do a thing called no thank you bites where you're not allowed to move on with the dinner unless you take at least a no thank you bite. They may spit it out, but they're going to take the no thank you bite. As my wife calls it. So you got to at least take a no thank you bite, Mike, before you are anti-pumpkin pie. Evan, let me ask you this. Evan, producer Evan, welcome to the show. Don't you have, like, if you're going to have an opinion on a food or, like, visiting a stadium, you can't be like, oh, going to Penn State game sucks if you've never been to a Penn State game, right?
Yeah, I absolutely hate when people say, oh, that have that opinion of something without ever trying it or without ever experiencing it or researching it themselves. Some people just have opinions to have the opinion when they don't have anything to back it up.
Well, so basically, if you and I ever golf together, Brayden, I'm not coming to Nashville because I'm not coming to your house to have dinner because you're going to have the no thank you bite rule. Evan, I love the town. I love Bristol. I had a great 9.5 years as a full-time employee at ESPN. I'm glad you and I had not met prior to them because if I came to your house, you might have tried to say, hey, taste this, and I'm going to say no, and we might not have a friendship anymore.
Look, Mike, you are 46. I cannot force you to do the no thank you rule in my house. That only applies to my two tiny little humans that I'm in charge of. So you can come and not eat the pumpkin pie.
So
it's your loss.
So I don't do what Brayden does. I was more approaching that from Brayden's perspective. Like if I went to Brayden's house, I wouldn't say I didn't like something without trying it. I'm not going to force somebody to eat something that they don't want. My perspective in answering that question, Mike, was more about Brayden asking me whether or not, like, I would come to his house and, like, try it for them.
Well, I'm about to go ahead and Brayden's going to go to a commercial break. He's going to text his wife, hey, if a guy named Mike Wells comes to our house, he's not invited. Because if Brayden says, hey, we're going to cook a meal, I'm going to invite you over dinner. I'm going to say, what are we eating? So I can say, I'll let you know in advance. You're always invited,
and we'll make something delicious that you like. And then I'll make fun of you on ESPN Radio for not having tried it.
which, quite honestly, there's not many foods I don't like, so the odds of me liking it are pretty good.
All right. Well, look, the most important lesson through all of this, whether we're discussing who should be coach of the year in the NFL, whether who's got the best stadium experience, or whether or not you like pumpkin pie, or in this case, in my case, eggnog, what matters is America. You got to stop living by the Twitter dunk rules, okay? Like, you can change your opinion. You can think a coach is a good hire, and then when he's terrible for 3 years, you can be like, yeah, I've changed my opinion. That wasn't a great hire. Like, it's okay to change your opinion. In fact, it is a sign of maturity and evolution and growth to change your opinion about a coach or a quarterback or a game. It's okay, Mike, right? It's okay.
On certain things. I'll say certain things. I'm not going to say all things. Certain things, it's okay. Because I do change it on certain things, but
it's okay.
Some of them, no way in heck.
That is it for Greeny. Mike and I continue with Carlin versus Joe next on these ESPN radio stations.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.